Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Powerful Podcast here, brand new business show where we explore all sides of the truth. What does that mean? Rather than one-sided media who only talks about one side trying to influence us, on this show, you will get each side, the good, the bad, the truth, and your reality. I am JT Fox. I am the world's number one wealth and business coach, serial entrepreneur of over 50 companies and brand, private equity, and also best-selling author of the book, Millionaire Underdog. And my co-host for the show is my CEO, Francie, aka Pack. Welcome. It's been a while.
It has.
Your fault. Or we haven't been together in the same thing. So we are live from Munich, Germany. Yesterday we were in Austria. The day before we were in America. Tonight we go to London, Amsterdam, Prague. Now, do you find it very odd that you leave then when we leave in Prague? Do you realize that new country, new market, you've never been to Prague? Do you find it ironic that as soon as we're done Prague, you are heading out of there while I go back to Germany, Dublin, Paris, and Edmonton, where I speak to 5,000 people with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, the way the flights worked, you had to have somebody else there to open the event. So if you were going to fly in somebody else to open the event, why keep an extra person?
So does that mean I'm flying at the end of the Friday, or am I flying?
No, you fly Saturday morning.
Ah, well, at least
everyone flies Saturday morning.
Oh, that's probably why.
Yep.
New market, lots of people. So let's get started. First of all, let's start about what everyone has been talking about all over the world, and it's the coronavirus, something that Bud Light, Corona, wished that it
Corona
wasn't called.
Would like to yeah, pay would millions pay of dollars.
To call it the Bud Light virus.
I wonder how they did come up with coronavirus.
I have no idea. So regardless, so what happens is, let's call it what it is. Everybody knows about the virus. They know it starts in China. Is China giving real numbers? I don't know. Spreading to Italy, Iran, South Korea. People are starting to wear masks on planes. The reality is, okay, more people are dying because of the flu than the coronavirus, if you really take a look at it. I think 113 children have died in America alone from the flu this year. Okay,
oh, it's more than that.
Yeah, 113 children, though. This year so far, you know, I mean, it's been a couple months. But let's go over both sides. Is it a big deal? Not right now, but from a psychological, irrational market that we are living now, it is a big deal. People are getting on planes wearing masks. People are freaking out. People are canceling trips. There's quarantines. People don't know. And it's that same irrationality that drives the market up or down. In this case, we had to cancel an Asia tour ourselves. And so there is no doubt this is having an impact. How bad? I don't know.
But it's not even the people freaking out, though. In China, they closed down factories to try and prevent the spread of the virus. So you have, you know, call it what it is, a lot of products, a lot of things are produced in China. And even companies that don't produce everything in China, one piece or one part of what they make might be made in China, or clothes that are made in China. There's a lot of things that are made and produced and exported out of China. You have all the factories that have been shutting down because they don't want someone going to work that's sick and then spreading it to everyone that works in the same factory. So we have a lot of production that's down, which is also causing the stock market and a lot of stuff to go down because they're forecasting a shortage of different products that are made in China. There was just on the news locally in Fort Myers, where the office is, there was a store there that was saying most of their products are coming from China and have been delayed because people aren't going to work to ship the products.
And then I don't know if you saw this, but there was a sign in Australia. Someone put a sign said, our mattresses are Corona free.
Yes.
They're made in Australia. I don't know about you, but that sounds a little racist. I'm not going to lie to you. That is a little bit racist. There's no question about that.
Well, I don't think the virus could live in a mattress anyway.
Well, I understand the incubation on products is apparently not that high, but I think people don't know. People saying it might be longer than 2 weeks. Here's the problem. The irrationality is going to affect the market. And will that kill momentum of the U.S. economy, of the global economy? Will people bounce back? I mean, at the end of the day, we found a vaccine for Ebola. You found a vaccine for SARS.
Well, the coronavirus is basically a different form of the flu. It is basically a virus, which the flu is a virus, which it's basically a different like mutation or adaptation similar to a flu virus. The biggest change is that it affects the respiratory, so breathing, and the people that are dying from it mostly are older or younger people, which is just like the flu or any other virus. It's the people that have more weakened or suppressed immune systems. So really more people are dying from the flu than coronavirus. Way more people have had the flu than coronavirus. It's just, it's new. It's a new virus. I do think probably in the very beginning they could have stopped, done something.
Listen, people are dying. At the bottom line, people are dying, and it's making news. And it's something to talk about. It's a slow news cycle. Other than Trump being in India, there's not that much to talk about right now. So, you know, that's the reality of the situation here. So, you know, I think everyone here on this, whatever your business is, I think you got to take a look at best, worst, most likely scenario. How does this affect your business? How can it affect the business? And the worst thing you could do is say, well, it'll probably go away. And it probably will go away. But the worst thing entrepreneurs can do is not to be prepared. On the other side too, I think this just shows again the media jumping on this and making this a big deal. You know, I mean, we still don't know, like, you know, those who have it, how is it cured? How does it go away? Like, there's still a lot of things you don't know about it too. They're saying that the masks don't work on people who actually don't have it. They should be worn by people who have it. Because they're the ones that are spreading it. So much misinformation. So, you know, that's, you know, it's the reality of the world we live in now. So I think in the end, we just got to, we got to bounce with it. And that's the reality. So yesterday, it came back that Harvey Weinstein was guilty two of the five charges, third degree, 1 degree, 2 degrees. I'm so confused at these different degrees. It's very confusing. It is a controversial topic. Part being is because there was so much hatred for the man. You know, sort of that notion of innocent until proven guilty. I think he was guilty by a lot of people. The trial came in. They didn't come guilty on all five counts. As a woman or as a human being, what do you think of this, about this verdict?
Well, I'm not. I would have been shocked if he would have been found innocent across the board. Just out of, I think it's one of those things that it was so publicized, advertised, talked about everywhere in the media. You had so many people out there talking about it. You had so many women that came forward with their stories, that I think on some degree and on some level, there had to be some guilt to it. Now, you know, two of the five counts, he's still found guilty of something. So it's not like he's walking away scot-free. And this was just in New York, because isn't there a whole
There's a whole LA trial as well.
So it'll be interesting to see. Now, I think people could, you know, you could probably, and maybe you will argue the other side to this, that you know, you had a lot of women that you had email, you had communication back and forth. Nothing came out until years after the fact. You know, we'll never know. We were never actually there, and that's what he was found. I just think it must have been very, very hard. How do you even start to get a jury in this trial, which is
impartial?
You know, that's impartial or is going into it and doesn't already have an opinion or a thought of what they think of Harvey Weinstein. Overall, is he probably guilty of some of it? Probably, just because when you have that many people, you can't. I'm sure some people it was consensual, that now years later regret the act. But he had to. I just think if you have that many people saying that many things, you have to be guilty of something.
Right. But I'm thinking, you know, it has to be guilty of something, and guilty, I think, is another word. I think most likely he'll get 8 to maybe up to 20 years in jail, which is pretty much a death sentence.
I was going to say, he's pretty much going to die.
He's pretty much going to die. I mean, this morning they got rushed to the hospital for chest pains or whatever. I mean, here's the problem, is that anybody, I'm not defending him. I don't like him. That has nothing to do, but I want to take over a larger scale of situation. I don't understand how someone can claim to be raped, but then their email saying, I miss you, I feel like a booty call.
Some
of the other ones, I mean, it becomes a he said, she said, right? That he know. And that's the problem, too. Then you could not believe any of the victims if that was the case. So where he just ripped the tampon off and then, you know, had oral sex. That was one of the ones he was found guilty with. I think that was a lesser count of that as well. But you're right. We're not there. And I think my problem is it's hard because I'm sure there's a lot of other cases where truly victims were like were victims and they were found innocent. Right. But I think this man was vilified to some point. And, you know, of course, Bill Cosby now, you know, jumps to this defense, which is like the worst. That does not help your case at all. But it's a scary world. And I just don't understand how someone can come forward in the 90s. And this is many years later. And then come back and say, this has happened. It's hard because it obviously... I'm a big proponent of people who have been abused. A lot of people are being falsely accused right now. And I think the movement has weaponized against powerful people. What about managers and normal people that, by the way, but they don't make the news. They don't make the
news.
That's
not quote unquote sexy to talk about.
Well, of course, it's not sexy as well. But here's the problem is that people might twist it and say, oh, he's defending him. I'm not defending him. Okay. What I'm looking at is an overall issue. You know, how would you feel if that happened to you? And but then again, I could say what happens also if you had been a victim and you were...
Well, I think the other difficult part is like, why now? Why 30 years later, 20 years later, 40 years, like why not then? Why not, you know? And I think that's the area where it gets really gray and it gets really complicated is... Somebody right now, something could happen and they feel one way about it. And then 5 years from now, 10 years from now, all of a sudden you could regret what happened. But I can go back to something from 10 years ago and now make a claim against someone. And I don't know, does there need to be some kind of time limit on something? Because it's just...
Well, different states, different laws.
How do you go back to something from years and years and years ago? I mean, how do you even...
Well, the same thing kind of happened with...
But how do you even accurately recall what happened?
Well, you make up your own reality of what you believe.
No, but that's
you
what said. I'm saying. Like, I know people and I have friends that don't necessarily remember everything from 2 months ago.
Do you know what I mean?
Or last week.
It's what happens when you go to the Hard Rock pool party in Tampa.
I didn't go to the Hard Rock pool party.
You know what? That is allegedly. Allegedly.
So,
I don't know. I think the problem is we live in a world that if you didn't like them, he was guilty.
Right. How do you have an impartial
exactly
jury in a case like that? And, where do you find the people from?
You know, I mean, I have to give credit to the jury, though, for finding at least three of the counts based on the evidence. So that there was some kind of deliberate.
Well, I remember seeing something pop up, I think, on the New York Post during
Friday
that time saying that they thought it was going to be a hung...
Well, no, they were hung on the counts, and they said, can we just acquit? And then for some reason, they came back with two of the counts as well. But at the end of the day, I'm sure he was a bad man. But we know a couple of very famous people, a very famous, powerful female, who said, you know, this is kind of one of those things like that regret. I hooked up with him. I shouldn't. My career's not going anywhere. Put the blame game on there. Very, very interesting. Controversial topic to talk about. But here's the thing. For those of you who are there, I need you to remove yourself from the emotional. Not liking him, talking about his shriveled wee-wee, their pictures and deformed. And I mean, I don't know what's worse, guilty or that was out there as well. And remove yourself the thing and saying, okay, if someone said claims this, but there was this evidence, okay? Remove yourself of biases, of Me Too, of maybe your previous experience. Just look at the overall action and how do you feel? And I think... At the end of the day, by doing that exercise, if you still feel he's guilty, then at least you looked at both sides, right? And that's all we could ask in any issues regarding this show.
Right.
So, controversial topic. I mean, I don't like the guy, But I mean, it just, it's a scary time that we live in, and the vilification of how we're just, people are just vilified. It's a real world. And it's going to change a lot of the things. I mean, Michael Bloomberg's another one where, you know, Elizabeth Warren on public TV, Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire, U.S. election, Democrats, what a mess that is, who basically said, release those three people from the NDA. I have an NDA, release it. And you must be hiding something because of a non-disclosure. A non-disclosure is a very common term, especially when you're...
Everyone has a non-disclosure.
There's disclosure. So it's just being twisted. The truth keeps being twisted and jabbed. And I don't like, you know, it just, it's like, and then so now he has to, he says, fine, if those three women want to be released, come talk to me or contact our office, we'll release you. And then, but we live in a world where we're not satisfied with that. She says, all women have to be released. And that is the nastiness of the world that we live in, where people keep twisting and you say, fine, I'll release them three. But now they don't want three. They want every woman, because anything that fits in people's agenda. And I'm sick and tired. That's all I'm going to say about that. You look like you're half asleep today. I don't know why, because it's 9:34 in the morning. Why are you half asleep?
No, it's just my eyes are bothering me.
Well, I don't need your eyes now. I need your mouth. Your voice.
Yeah, I have the next topic. Are you ready?
Go ahead. It's about time that you bring value to this podcast.
Well, this is actually something that we had talked about, wondering if it would happen or not. But Kobe Bryant's widow.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Is now suing the helicopter operating company, that the operators of the helicopter when that crashed. So we had talked about this at the time of the death. Are the people going to sue? I don't know that we had thought about that, but would they sue, you know, come after Kobe or his family? Well, here it is. Kobe's family is now going after the helicopter company. Do you think they should? Do you think they shouldn't? Do you think it makes a difference? Do you think, I mean...
I think, and not only that, but they're trying to get a hold of the pilot's estate, which, of course, the pilot doesn't have that much money. I think this may shock you. I think it's wrong. Kobe Bryant's family, obviously this is a tragedy. No, there's no question about it. But what we don't know, that Kobe Bryant said, no, you go, let's go. Did he push that? Now, obviously the pilot has final say, but you have one of the most famous men in the back of the helicopter. We don't know what happens. There is no black box. There should have been a black box, but there is no black box, so we don't know what's happened. Clearly, this is a pilot error. But by going to there, and also too, what about the other families? Were they consulted about that as well? Should have been collectively all the family. And then here's the thing too, because she sued first, is she first in line? By the way, there's no question this helicopter has insurance money. There's no question about that. No money will be able to ease the pain of her, the loss of her daughter and husband. No question about that too. But the problem is that at the end of the day, it was an accident. And don't forget, you had this person was qualified to be flying in instrument-only conditions. Air traffic control had cleared them. And I think, isn't that the problem with the American society, of the litigiousness of it as well? And I'm very surprised. Not only that, too, the day before the memorial, which happened yesterday.
Yep.
I respect her decision to do that. But at the end of the day, maybe it should have been on behalf of all the families. I think, and then she should pick up the legal fees on behalf of all the family. So that's a collective thing. I don't know. I don't feel good about it. I don't know what you think.
Well, I think that I do. Part of what bothered me is I felt like it should have been on behalf of everyone. Like it should have been all the families, not just the Bryant family, because. Out of everyone in the helicopter, they're the ones that need it, I guess, probably the least out of everyone that died in that tragic accident. However, you know, I do think that that's kind of, this is the world we live in. And if there's a car crash, most of the time, the family that loses someone is going to go after the other driver. If this is a helicopter crash, so they're going after the company and the pilot for, you know, he's cleared to fly in those conditions. But Clearly he didn't make the right decisions in those conditions. And I think that that's, you know, should they be doing it? I don't know. I don't know if it makes sense or not. However, the pilot clearly made a mistake. What did the pilot need more training? What was his training? What,
well,
you know,
first
that's
all,
what they're going to get into.
He was certified to train.
He was certified to fly, but when was his last certification? Was he tired when he showed up to work? You know, this is all the stuff that they're going to go after. You know, what's been his track record.
That's also, he's also dead.
But he is also dead, and unfortunately his family now is probably going to be drugged through, if he has a family.
I think he had a girlfriend, if I remember correctly.
You know, that's going to be the whole scenario now. But it was his fault. You know, that's what it came back, that it was pilot error. So it is his fault. I think that, did they need to do it the day, you know, kind of in line with the memorial? I don't know. But I did think that was very interesting. And I think that they should have at least done it on behalf of all of the victims.
Too.
I think that would have been a little bit better. And then did you see the memorial, or, you know, stuff from the memorial event? Beyonce is not allowing any photos or videos to be released.
I think she's ridiculous. I think this is what happens when you think you're better than everybody else. And I understand controlling your image, but this is a memorial. This is not about you. This is about Kobe Bryant. It's about his daughter. It's about the people who died. Ironically enough, they didn't talk about the families, but again, it wasn't about them. It was a Kobe memorial too. Let's, you know what I mean? But here's the thing. I think those families have been forgotten. I think you proved your point, of course, that, you know, this wasn't a celebrity. I put a picture on my Instagram, while you were sharing my Instagram, JT Fox Official, of my coach and Steve Jobs. It would have been Steve Jobs' 65th anniversary yesterday. 65 years old. And check that picture on Instagram. It's actually pretty sad when you think about it. And, you know, it's you just never know. And I think that's the thing, the point, you have to live life at its fullest. But I think there's a hypocrisy out there in the world right now. And I think that's, I mean, everybody's trying to control everything. And I get it. I mean, we live in a world of haters and naysayers. And I put a quote on Instagram. I don't know if you saw that, but it's kind of gone a little bit viral. And first of all, I said, hurt people, right? Mm-hmm. But the quote here is, you'll never heal from what hurt you. You'll bleed on people who didn't cut you. So if you never heal from what hurt you, you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you. And I think the healing process is one of the hardest things, I think. I thought his wife did a really good job keeping it together as well. But the reality is, it's a sad world. You have to protect yourself. We're becoming more and more irrational. I think there's never been haters. People throw out false accusation. People weaponize things. They make up things. People are so tough behind a computer. They're so tough behind their phones. Well, you know what? Say it to someone's face. And you know what? When these people get sued and they all have no money, right? Then what happens is they claim the victim. We become a victim society. I don't like the world we live in right now. I think I've told you this before. I don't like the world we live in. I think it's harder. I think everything has to be watched. I think people sit there and they look for things wrong. And
it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it?
Yeah. I think that it's only, I think we're still a ways away from it getting to a point where it's better. Because here's the thing, like you just said, anyone can sit behind their computer and say anything, and
there's no consequences.
There's no consequence because you're sitting behind a computer. I know for a fact the things that people say on the internet, they would not have the audacity to say to that person's face.
Yeah, look at someone. So I don't know if you saw this morning, but I sent you this. And someone, and just the world we live in here. So one of our ads on social media, and it put, be aware that JT Fox is a very clever fraudeur, which is le mot français pour la fraude, because I speak French, and charging outrageously high amounts of money exchanged for his soap bubble. All his pictures of celebrities are faked and photoshopped. You know what I mean? And then this other woman said, yeah, you're a fraud. I'm like, have you ever met me? No. This is the world we live in.
And
but
the
you
funny
know what?
Thing is you don't Photoshop.
No, I don't.
Pictures.
That's the thing.
And that's like a big thing of yours.
But here's the thing. If I sued both of them, They'd both be broke. They'd have no money. And then would be big, bad JT sued. Oh, my God. Sued taking advantage.
Little innocent person.
Correct, right? Yeah. But what are the consequences of that? Because you know what? If they put their homes, their family, their life savings on loan. Because my philosophy, if you can open your mouth, make sure you can back it up. But here's the thing. No consequences. Now, of course, I cannot respond to that because you're feeding into it. You're giving them importance. Or if you respond back, you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy, but you're bullying them. That's the world we live in today.
And it's, like I said, it's only going to get worse.
Where do we move? Where does this not happen?
Mars?
Well, Elon Musk, maybe we go to, maybe we live in a space capsule with Jeff Bezos first. So there you have it. The powerful. By the way, if you want to check out my new number one business book, over 1,304 ideas on how to start, grow, and scale any business. Millionaire Underdog. How did I do this all over the world, 53 plus country, clients in over 87. It'll be 88 when we go to Prague this week as well. So excited about that. Go to millionaireunderdog.com. Millionaireunderdog.com. Start, grow, and scale. The best business book of all time. The average person reads it over 3 times. And people said, whoa. We'll read it. It's step by step. The average book has 3 or 4 ideas. I got 1,300 for you as well. MillionaireUnderdog.com. Check it out. Let me know. Also, a cool picture. We've just updated the website. Check that out. So here's the thing. At the end of the day, thank you so much for listening. Francie, do your end of part. That you do.
Don't forget to like our pod, give us 5 stars, leave us a review. If you are on Apple Podcast platform, if you are on other platforms, comment, like, review, do whatever option it gives you the option to do. Make sure you share it so you can let your friends or family or people that would get value from listening to the podcast. And remember that nothing is more powerful than the truth.
You can also listen to past podcasts or not. You know, you still learn, sharpen your business acumen. And I have to say, on a scale of 1 to 10, you have been a 2 today. I just listened to the podcast.
Well, tell your friend.
Because I have to raise, because you have no energy today. You have raised your energy. Listen, talk to your friends. Tell your friends. Please, thank you. Nothing is powerful than the truth, right? Horrible. Wake up, Francie. Wake up. That's it. That's all. See you next week. Maybe we'll get the pack that we deserve. Free pack.